Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Alrighty, finally.
quite the intro.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, before we officially introduce you with your complete name,
You base this whole show just on your name.
Chameleon Patrick here. He made a list of what he thinks your name is pronounced.
Okay,
let's just go through them.
It's a musical list.
Just one of them is. So we got Sam Air. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Samurai.
Love it.
Okay,
and then we
have Sam Mary, which I don't think that's that. And Samira.
It's okay. So close.
And then I think it is Samurai.
So close. I think if you combine all of those, you get it. To answer your question, it's Samira.
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 Yes, perfect.
It sounds
yes.
so beautiful when you say it.
Say it again.
Samira.
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 Roll the R. Got it.
Yes. And what is the origin?
Well, allegedly, it is Gaelic.
Okay.
Yeah, so like Scottish, Irish. Scottish name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on the show, guys, we have Samira Armstrong.
Samira Armstrong.
There you go. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay. I want to get it correct. I want to get it to a T.
That's very kind of you. To want to get it correct.
Yes.
That makes me very happy.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. You know, my name is Mariella, and a lot of people confuse it with like Maricela, Miriam. Mm-hmm. I don't get it because there's no C in there anyways.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, so I definitely like to get people's names accurately.
You understand
and
the... We're having a crossover. I'm sorry. But you understand the plight of having an unusual name.
Exactly. I understand that. I get it. Mm-hmm. I feel you. So just to recap, I want to quickly just mention how I even reached out to you, how we even connected. Because literally, like, I want to say about 2 weeks before you made headlines coming out as a Hollywood actress who is supporting Trump, I was thinking of you. I sent you that email with the title, Whatever Happened to... Because I just remember thinking, it came to mind, your interview on the Live with Ryan Seacrest show, which was on for like 5 minutes. Season show he had or something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember your personality. That's even how I knew of you, because it was just so real, so badass. You were so honest about in responding to his questions. And when he asked you, I remember if you watched the Oscars, or if you were like getting ready to watch the Oscars, you were like, yeah, on the couch, like, no, why? And I just remember you, like, you admitted you didn't watch that, and the audience was like, you know, and he was like, oh my gosh.
That is so funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I remember that. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, gee, whatever happened to her?
Yeah, that was probably I imagine had I responded more in sync with the rest of Hollywood, you probably wouldn't be saying what happened to her. Do you know what I mean? Because I had a very hard time playing by the rules or caring about the rules, you know? But I appreciate, I think that honestly, it's more exciting to me that that stuck out to you as an impactful moment than, you know, having had, say, made it in Hollywood, because I don't think there's anything more important than authenticity and being true and calling it like it is. And who wants to coexist in a completely toxic environment? Like, and excel at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure that's like an awesome quality. Maybe it is, you know, to each his own, but, and I tried for a very long time, and I really couldn't figure out what the problem was. You know, I felt like I had the goods, I could memorize the lines and emote it with emotions. Mm. And, but you know, the other part of it, and to be fair, there was a large part of my youth that I went through with, you know, with, let's just say, my own troubles and struggles. Are you guys there?
There we go. Okay.
Hi.
Okay, wonderful. That it just froze and we couldn't hear anything.
Oh yeah, I saw that you froze.
Okay, we both did. Yeah. We froze in time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you were saying, and it was just, you were like, what's going on?
Well, you know, there was sort of like an evolution in my humanity at first. That, you know, I wanted this so badly, and then I got really swept up in sort of, you know, the chaos of youth, I guess, to put it politely, drugs and alcohol, to put it not so politely. And I do think that derailed my dreams, so to speak, in a lot of ways, but I cleaned my act up pretty well, as well as one can. And I just never quite made it to that next level. And I do think part of me is curious because of that, you know, that side of me that sort of refused to play by the rules, you know, so just an inability to go to dinner with that person or show up on the carpet with that person or, you know, just that stuff that you might have to do. Maybe it just wasn't the right, I don't know. I you go into a business and you want to be an artist and you want to be a creator and you want to tell stories of interesting moral complexities and create sort of a narrative for your society that you care about. And I saw that slowly or rapidly eroding. And so it was disheartening to watch, but also in the midst of it, you know, are you guys in Hollywood? You are in Hollywood. You're in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what it's like here, right?
Oh,
you know what it feels like, and you come here, and I think you have so many big dreams, and they're very possible. But you also start to see like what it might require, you know, to go through on some levels with it. And so then from there, you kind of, for me, I took a step back and I was able to evaluate like what is important to me, what can I do on my own, what am I okay, you know, continuing pushing forward with, and what will I just not have? And it was a few years ago that I really decided, like, I kept saying to my agents and manager, like, I want you to think outside of the box. Like, it's time to think outside of the box. Like, there's new ways to go about this, but they were not able to do it. But I realized I wasn't the one who was thinking outside of the box, right? So I was like telling them what to do, but I was still anticipating like, okay, the same old audition, get a job role was the route to, you know, to the end of the end game. And so I realized, well, you know, there's so many platforms that you can create your own content. You can literally make shows and productions on your own now with your buddies. So I started writing projects with my friend and putting them up on YouTube and making music with my friend and putting them up on YouTube. Because ultimately what I want is to create and create, you know, things that are meaningful or fun to me. And as an actor who's been doing it for 20 years, it kind of becomes a bit of a bummer when your only participation is between action and cut. You know, you want to be a part of the process, the creating of it. Right. And so I had taken that sort of leap of faith of, okay, I'm not going to go this traditional route anymore. And I do think that gave me some leverage and ability when I did decide to speak out. I had already sort of cut myself of the figurative chains from Hollywood. So I was asked quite a bit, like, have you been canceled? Or, you know, what does Hollywood say? And it's like, I stopped listening to Hollywood a while ago, you know, and that was its own process. And I think if anything that I could represent, and there's so many things that I would hope people get from my message of speaking out, is that there's this sort of monster of an illusion that we all are playing into, and that keeps us entrapped in a way of existing, in a way of being small in our, you know, in our growth that's potentially available to us had we not listened to this big narrative, right? Mm-hmm. And I think because it's sort of like a generational honoring thing, like Hollywood, you know, like everyone's like Hollywood and
right,
and the old school Hollywood and look at the stars and all that stuff, and we play into it as well. But if that narrative is actually quite poisonous in a lot of ways for our country, for our individuals, for our families, we gotta snap out of it and take some responsibility and start to be the creators, you know, the bring the magic and develop the projects and be that narrative, because storytelling is so imperative to society, and someone is going to do it. It's either going to be bad guys or it's going to be good guys, or it's going to be a mixture of the two, but the good guys need to be there, and you have to have the courage to stand up to the bad guys. And I'll say it, the Hollywood is bad guys right now. There's no questioning that they're not bad guys right now. They're making films in China and congratulating China. We know what's going on in China with the camps going on out there, the Muslim camps.
Yes.
You know, this is not okay. It's hypocritical. The producers that, you know, that are in charge, that Harvey Weinstein, they knew about that for a long time. They got caught and they said, they called me too. And that's how that business rolls. And there are good people in there, but they're stuck and paralyzed in fear because their livelihood depends on it. You know, they're to be shifted to something other than this falseness. Uh-huh. Because really, I truly, and this was an evolution that I got to through, you know, as I mentioned, my youth, through getting clean and sober, was a process of getting in touch with something greater than myself, right? So not relying on, say, like a human force, but maybe something more spiritual than that grounded me into life, you know? And I think when we rely on like things that are tangible, like a job, or we're at some point, you'll ultimately have your feet swept out from you and you won't know how to get up. And if you have that confidence to be able to thrive without a certain circumstance, perfect example right now, will he or will he not be president? You know, like,
right.
Are we going to be okay either way? And the answer is yes, we will be, you know, we absolutely will be. It might not feel good at first. I'm not willing to go down that thought process of what it might be like if he's not,
right.
but, you know, we have to be able, we meaning the quote unquote, like enlightened, awoken ones, not the wokes, but the ones who are present, you know, to reality. Need to be right. able to stand up and be adaptable and be people of character. And trust me, that's not easy for me right now because there's some trolls on my Instagram that I'm getting like, I want to engage with really for some reason, for the silliest of reasons. 3 weeks ago, I was so level-headed. Oh, I'd love to talk to you more about this. What is your thoughts? And then now I'm just like, you idiot. <I'm> like, I gotta hold myself back a bit. But point being, you know, it's all an evolution, and there's a consciousness that I would encourage everyone to sort of look at, because there's the reactive side of ourselves and there's the side of ourselves that's a little bit more of an observer. And that's the one that, you know, I think often we get detached from, and we're in the reaction mode, right? Like, this hurts, ow, you know, versus like, okay, hold on, you know, chill a little bit.
I definitely agree with what you're saying about Hollywood being quite toxic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, around this time last year, I was on set doing stand-in work for a show. And I'm not going to say the name, but the main actress is an African-American woman, and it has to do with the law and court, show. And I got to tell you, I was quite bullied by the second supporting actress, who was Latina. Yeah. And there is definitely a lot of hypocrisy.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what show you're talking about.
Yeah. A lot of hypocrisy. And, you know, I found myself I don't want to get too into it because I don't want to digress too much, but I can tell you things got quite intense. And I remember during a break that we had, I went to the side and I began to pray. And I called upon Archangel Michael because, you know, he is the archangel of courage. And therefore, when you need strength to fight something spiritual. And I called upon him. And then I heard a voice clearly say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And that right there was confirmation that indeed it was a spiritual war. That indeed there was.
Wow.
Because I witnessed several things, and it was just this negativity, you know, nothing like, an actress being, you know, bitter and cynical.
Right.
It went beyond that.
Right.
And when I heard those words, it just confirmed to me that indeed it was that.
Right. Right.
So there's definitely a darkness there that is hovering, especially at this time. Mm-hmm. And in one of your posts, I read that I don't know if it was your IG story, but you put, it makes you wonder about all these Hollywood actors being for a certain candidate when they should know what's really going on. So it makes you wonder if there's something more dark going on. You it's not verbatim, but you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I completely agree with you, because think about it. First of all, what's going on right now, the media does not call who becomes, doesn't decide who is president.
Right.
It is legal votes. And notice how they're saying every vote counts. Count every vote.
Yes.
And they're leaving the legal part out. Mm-hmm. And there's tremendous amount of evidence that there has been cheating. There's been a whole lot of corruption going on. Yeah. And evidence, thank goodness, you know, people are with phones, etc. And I was just telling him today, you know, like you said, we're in the business. We get it. Mm-hmm. It's clear to me that they are on a script. Everyone that is coming out for vote for this, that it's all one candidate and they all have almost like the same thing to say. It's a script.
Yeah,
and it's all part of fabricating this fictitious reality. Mm-hmm. So when the hammer strikes down, people will lose their minds. It's going to be like their psyche is going to break close.
Oh, this is exciting. So you guys are confident in the hammer striking down?
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good.
It's coming down. It's coming down. Remember that dream I told you I had?
Wait, remind me. Oh, yes. The one you got kicked off.
I don't want to get too into it, because let me just tell you, I was going to be on the show for the election night on the podcast show.
With Ricky, yeah.
Yes, and it cut off as soon as I began to start talking about my dream.
Oh.
And I could not log back in. He was like, this is crazy. The link worked for everyone else except me after that.
Okay, so you call me afterwards and we'll talk about it.
Yes, we will talk about it for sure. Okay. But I'll leave it at that. And the hammer is going to come down. this is, listen, this, something bigger is happening and it was meant to be this way.
Yeah. So yeah.
The curtain can fall all the way down.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All the way down. So.
Yeah. You know, something's interesting that in Back to Hollywood, and I just, it's excited me to talk to you about it because I don't, there's not a lot of people in Hollywood I'm talking to about that with this. And this, one of the things is that there was a celebrity who was seemingly leaning right. And was it, I was under the impression had heard from some other people that this person was conservative, but a closet one. And as soon as, you know, this like projected president thing came out about the left, I won't even say his name at this point. this person posted a congratulations and that they were so happy. And I was just like, wow. At first I was like, okay, well, they're in fear. That's why they don't want to speak up. They're afraid of, you know, losing their friends. That's why they don't want to speak up. And I have this like moral, like conflict inside of me. Cause on the one hand, I'm like, I get personal fear and I get being scared and afraid of losing everything. But I don't know if this is, you know, just a unique quality to a few people, but do you not care about your country? Do you not care about the people around you? Can you not see? But then again, it's like, okay, well, we're talking about actual narcissists here. Even exactly. The nicest are narcissists. Do you know what I mean?
So, exactly.
No. Right. It is a script, and it's actually quite literally a script. I talked to Chris Paul today. Do you follow him? I'm your moderator. His.
Oh, yeah. I started following him because of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he and I were talking, and you know, we've been in Hollywood for a couple decades, and we know a lot of the same people. And it's been revealed that it actually is sort of a propaganda machine head by a particular individual, you know, for each specific propaganda that's being pushed out. But in particular, there is a group of people pushing this nonsense out and who are willing to, individuals like celebrities, willing to engage with it because it keeps them in the, like the bloodline, so to speak. So there's this person, they're sort of like a PR person. And then they're like, they'll get you to the places you need to be. Like I said, I wouldn't show up the places that I was supposed to go to with the right person at the right dinner. You know, I just couldn't do it. But if you do those things and you're connected with this person, you're rewarded. And that's what's happening on a political level as well.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
it all makes sense now.
It does. It does.
Perfect sense. And, you know, we actually went to a Trump rally a few weeks ago at the North Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And it is incredible to me because we had a gun pulled out on us on the crowd. This guy from the balcony. You know, there were obviously just foul language, you know, verbal abuse, all that good stuff. And it's just so interesting. I mean, you know, they talk about the tolerant left. Their side is the right side.
Yeah.
And yet, look at how they act.
Yeah.
You know?
Have they?
When that happened, first of all, he was afraid, but I told him.
I was mainly afraid for her.
Yeah,
I mean, I can pull, you know, someone can shoot me all day. I won't die. You know? No, I'm just kidding.
But I said, you know what? This is great because the next time this happens, I won't be as afraid anymore. I mean, it wasn't that bad when you think about it.
Right.
You won't wet your pants next time.
Right.
But you know, that's admirable. That's bravery. That's going, you know, putting yourself out there to North Hollywood with a MAGA hat isn't exactly a walk through Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? And that's sort of the pieces of sacrifices that we have to be willing to make to stand up for our culture.
Absolutely.
Right. Can you believe this is, I mean, I still have, you know, when you go to another country and you come back and you have culture shock and you're like, whoa, this is America. I was just in Japan for so long, you know, but this is like, But in the, and now it's like, whoa, this is America. I remember happy, joyous, and free back a year ago. You know, I remember, actually not, that's not true, because a few years ago, Antifa was already out telling us what we could and couldn't say. But say right. 5 years ago, you know, to be able to speak freely and make fun of one another and, you know, just say words without being like, oh God, did I offend someone? You know, and now anything Western civilization, Western culture is being attacked as racist by Marxists. And we're supposed to be like, oh, okay, yeah, we're bad. You know, no, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah. And I will tell you, when you're talking about, you know, going to other places and coming back, et cetera, on the 4th of July, I met this girl at a get-together party for the 4th, and she's actually from, she is a citizen of America, but she is from Sinaloa, Mexico, which is the hotbed of cartel violence.
Mm-hmm.
She told me this, it's going to be her first time voting. And she's going to vote. She did vote for Trump. She told me my vote is going to go for him. And this is why. She said, ever since that wall began to go up, cartel violence has gone down incredibly.
Yep. Yes.
Because the trafficking and the drug trafficking
yep.
has diminished over 90%.
Yes.
And this is something that the media will not Mm-mm. ever discuss. And she is telling me this, you know, she has family that lives there and she's telling me this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show you the blatant lies and the cover up. And then the other week, my mother met this Spanish lady who is originally from Mexico. And she said, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. She said this. She's voting for Trump because this man, she said, meaning Joe Biden, he wants to open the borders.
Yes.
She said to her, she said to my mother, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go if this country becomes just as violent
as
the one we're supposed to be protected from? Because, you know, there are people who are trying to flee violence, yes. Mm-hmm. But are also in the mix of it. So then what? We just open up and then everyone comes in. So now we're going to have the same problems, but people mm-hmm. aren't thinking logically.
No.
Just thinking the way the media has brainwashed.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And people don't have the bandwidth to understand what bad crime actually is and what criminals behave like and what bad guys and what terrorists and what rapists behave like. And you know, and I say to them when they say like, oh, he wants a border, and it's like, well, do you have a door on your house? Do you have a gate on your house? And it's like, well, no, that's different. No, it's not. It's not it's no different. And we're not the only country with borders and walls, by the way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This isn't just an American thing. This is a worldwide thing. You do it to protect yourself, and you're an idiot not to.
Well, you know, Trump has mentioned that in his rallies and his speeches, you know, like he's not just talking out of thin air. You know, there's proof. We have people that have said that it secured us. It kept us safe.
Right, right. Proof works for you and you and me. Proof is not necessary for the toxic radical left.
They just don't
care. You know, they just, even with the fraud that's coming out right now, and of course, some of it's, who knows? We don't know if it's all fraud, but it might just be fishy. It might be nothing. It might be fake, but we have to look at all of it. And it's like these people come on these videos that I post, these trolls essentially come on to say, you know, what conspiracy that is. When the woman's like, I do fraud, you know, she's like, literally like, I sell ballots for Joe Biden, you know, like, and the left is like, this is fake news. And like, how can you even like, maybe it is, but like, isn't it weird that she's saying that? Like, should we address that part of the conversation?
Investigate it, right?
Yeah. But it's not. So it's like, evidence isn't necessary. What's necessary is a cue from TV and media to give them the okay. That's literally where they get their thought process from. Like you were saying, it's not, it's just, it's social impact of other people taking cues from television. It really is in a lot of ways, like mind control.
It is. It's tele, a vision.
Right. Yes.
They're
yes.
telling us yeah. a vision.
Yeah. Telepathic.
That is false.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely find it very odd. And I think people should question this, that the prominent preachers like of mega churches, for example, they're too busy. They have been too busy criticizing the president. Because by the way, Trump is still president, you know, whether yeah. inauguration, yeah. you know, that is next year anyhow. So regardless how anyone wants to look at it, he's still the president. And it's just interesting how they have been so critical of him, and yet they fail to speak up about these shutdowns that have mm-hmm. impacted their churches.
Right.
And I think that, you know, this is all, it's all coming full circle. It's like 3D, 5D chess. You'll begin to see, we will all begin to see mm-hmm. who the real people, who the people with faith are, the yep. real people with faith, not right. the ones that just say and claim yes. or charlatans, you know, yes. Yes. False teachers, false preachers. Right. I think we'll also begin to see more of that, of who's who, because mm-hmm. also, for example, angels, you know, when she says, angels all around and this and that, and oh, we are protected, and yet she is so afraid to come out of her house. She won't even see us, mm-hmm. you know, if I even attempt to try to open her eyes with mm-hmm. what's really going on. You know, she doesn't want to hear it. And it just, it's very interesting to me, because mm-hmm. then you have also artists who have made millions telling us YOLO, right? Mm-hmm. To live mm-hmm. our lives right. as if it's our last. And yes. to be fierce and yeah. to be fearless yeah. and to just live. Right. And here they are telling us to be in fear. And to yes. stay home and not yes. to go out. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know what? If I have this huge probability of dying, I might as just well live life. Like, if this come in, where do we begin to question things? And mm-hmm. I just thank God that I have that he blessed me with that type of thinking, that type of spirit. Mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. you know, not to just conform to mm-hmm. everything the television mm-hmm. tells me. And let me just tell you, I mean, growing up, I thought that the characters are on TV were real, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought they were real, like right. the characters. I thought they were real. but it's like, you know, at one point we have to wake up. We have to question mm-hmm. the narrative, mm-hmm. and we have to use our critical thinking skills mm-hmm. that we still yes. have while yeah. we have them.
Right, exactly. That's so well put. Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, we've been living our lives. We've been doing our thing, and I know you have as well.
Yeah.
A lot of uh-huh. people. And you know what? I think that there's even the ones who are the woke ones are beginning to just grow tired of these lockdowns. I think
The lockdowns, they seem to be, well, they certainly seem to be, while they're celebrating on Abbot Kenny the other night, when they thought that their president was, that their yeah. president was selected. There was a mass street party on Abbot Kenny in Venice, celebrating mm-hmm. his media win. But
that is a perfect way of putting it.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and even oddly enough, schools started the day after the elections, or not the day after, the week after elections, which, you know, that's an odd time to go back to school. Why not before that, you know?
But like he said, you know, President Trump mentioned that to us. He said, you know, after this election, they're not even going to mention COVID.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I mean, yep. where is all the rage, and to keep mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. home and stay home. But you know what? I think I used to work in the medical field, and I really began to open my eyes when I was working there. I was working at a general practice in MacArthur mm-hmm. Park, you know, it's mm-hmm. pretty out there. And, that's when I really began to see the corruption here in this state, because we were told to, for example, if a new patient came in, new patient, they had to be under like 21 years so that Medi-Cal could still cover them. It's something mm-hmm. like that, under 25 or 21. And these men and women were like 40 years old, 30, 40. And we were told to write down that they were under the age, so just so that they could apply for Medi-Cal. And we did their physical, right? The state got, the clinic got from the state almost $200 just for that. And I called Telemundo telling them what's really going on. And she told me, are you willing to go on camera? And I said, well, I'm willing to be anonymous, but this is what's going on. And she said, okay, well, we can't run that story. And
what?
But now, you know, flash forward to now, it makes perfect sense. Now I understand why mm-hmm. I was only wasting my time even calling them. But it really just helped me open my eyes. And that's when I began to understand what's really going on, the corruption here in California alone.
Right, right.
Such a thing as, you know, medical fraud and giving right. free health care to people that, you know what, you're really just stealing from the state because they were blatantly lying.
Mm-hmm.
They were just mm-hmm. lying.
Yeah.
So much corruption. Yeah.
Yeah. And telling us to lie, which is, you know, not okay. But
mm-hmm.
there is a whole, I don't know, well, I know that the media right now is so hung up on what's going on here with the election.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say that there is immense flooding and destruction in Central America right now.
Oh, wow. I wasn't aware of that.
I hope that this, and it will just come to a close. So that way we can put our focus over there and give them the help that they need. Because mm-hmm. I've seen the videos where farms and people are being just taken out with these floods. And you can see them, and it's just really dramatic.
Yeah, it's very heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
Just watching it.
Yes, farms, all of that. And, you know, we know what happened here in the Midwest with the derecho, which I never even heard of such a thing. So, and then all these other crops are being damaged, destroyed. You know, I think that we need to start stocking up on food now. Because we're going to need it. You heard what Biden said about a dark winter. And I think that's coming either way. Either way, I think that's coming with all these crops that have been destroyed. And we definitely need to prepare now. Because now's the time. And hopefully also bring aid to these people in Central America. Because there are people out there playing like first responders. I mean, they're neighbors that are trying to help each other because there are officials that have closed off certain areas and they won't even allow anyone to be rescued, which is so just awful. Awful, awful.
That's terrible to hear. There's so much chaos going on worldwide right now.
Worldwide, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, I wanted to ask you if there's anything that you regret as far as, you
regret.
Know, didn't I say that?
Okay. There is a W.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should continue drinking my chamomile tea. If there's anything that you regret, take back after you came out openly as a...
I only regret. Not having regret. It is. It really is. I only regret not having come out sooner. I wish I had come out sooner. Yeah. I do feel, you know, it was an evolution that I had to get to of understanding and confidence to be able to come from a place of conviction. Because for so long, I was like, these are things I think, but I'm not sure about, you know, and everyone else is telling me I'm wrong about it. But it took really... the BLM movement, which I participated in when it first happened, I was like, oh, yeah, we got to help,
everyone
you know.
Hollywood did, right?
well, everyone in Hollywood does everything everyone in Hollywood is told, but generally speaking, that's not something that a bandwagon, I don't like to do. I've always said I don't like to do movements, but the movement, the BLM movement happened. And I was like, oh, we have to help. But then, you know, what it did, it propelled me into investigating what it was I was participating in. And then I got to see what it, you know, so had that not happened, had the result of BLM and our streets being on fire, people being killed, police being defunded, not happened, I don't think I would have gotten to a place of such conviction to be able to be like, hey guys, this is, you know, Marxism is not the way, you know, and we need to be proud of America and we need to fight for America. And I guess it was an evolution, circumstantial evolution, you know, that got me to that point. So I wish I would have gotten there on my own sooner so that I could have maybe been more productive this whole time rather than just being sort of like quiet about it. In a lot of ways, I feel like I was a coward about it and that bothers me. But, you know, I have a whole rest of my life to make up for it. So it's going to be okay.
You certainly do. And yeah. You know, that's just so great that you're one of the real ones. You really are. And it's just fantastic that there are people like you out there and that are pretty well known, because, you know, you're being a role model for others out there.
Yes.
And it's so interesting. We're going to do a quick segment in about a minute, but I just want to say this. It's so interesting to me that even though, you know, Hollywood completely shut down for about a year, they never waived their SAG-AFTRA fees. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow. Yeah, good point. That's right.
They never waived them. And just about all the money that was coming in, I saw in one of their monthly magazines, it was going towards BLM. So basically, we were funding that.
I had no idea.
Yes. And none of it, you know, they didn't even dare waive the fees. And I'm like, really? So you're going to be here telling me that, oh, social justice, equality, and I'm just like, wow, this is, and I called them and I told them this.
Good
I spoke
for
to
you.
Someone that after. Yes. I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. I really think that you should overthink this, because what you're doing is just wrong. I really think it is unfair. And I said it in a nice tone, but
yeah, that's actually something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Do I want to stay within the union? I don't know.
I have not paid because of the principle of that matter. It goes to the principle of the matter. And I think what they did is so wrong. And I have not repaid my dues. I'm behind. I don't care at this point.
My own gym waived fees. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. We understand. You don't even have to pay.
Wow.
Until...
Right. Wow.
And it's just so hypocritical, because they're in the front lines talking about social justice.
Yes.
And,
oh,
you know,
God,
and
protecting the artists.
Yes. Protecting the artists. Yeah. It's absurd. Absurd.
Yeah.
They have like a big, you know,
clown nose.
Clown on their.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Right now, we're going to go ahead and do our kazoo karaoke.
Okay.
Give me one second. I just have to find my kazoo.
Okay. It's in random spots. It's originally it had a different name, like the KKK game. And then maybe we should change it.
Yeah, it's just now chameleon
kazoo karaoke.
Yeah, just a kazoo karaoke.
Okay.
Leave the chameleon out. All right. So let me know if you can hear this.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And that's the game.
No, it's
not. No, I'm just kidding. So I have this kazoo, and I'm going to play some songs. Right now, the theme is like 90s TV themes.
Okay.
So, you know, let me know if you can identify any of these.
Okay.
On the,
got it.
The zoo that I'm going to be playing. Here we go.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
gosh. I don't know. Hint? What night was it on? Was it Friday night?
Hint will be Will Smith.
Oh,
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Come on.
There it is. There it is.
This one.
All right. See if you got this one.
Oh, the OC.
What is it?
Was it the OC?
Yes. We had to do that one.
That was good.
Oh, memories. Right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
One more.
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. Okay.
Yeah. You're good.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
That's a great one. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, you did fantastic, by the way. That was
Thank
good.
You.
Spot
Thank
on
you.
On all of them.
Well,
I just
want
to mention
you.
Real quick, I don't know if we might have some time, but I think it's really badass just to get into your background a little bit. Born in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Scottish father, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. I'm Scottish as well. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. And you actually learned samurai, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Samurai sword you learned.
Traditional, traditional battlefield sword training.
That's really cool.
I saw a photo of that on your Instagram. Your father, right?
Yes.
Veteran. Correct.
So he works as a contractor for the military. He's done he's helped develop the Marine close combat training course about a couple decades ago now. But yeah, he's not a veteran himself, but we have strong military family ties and
strong military family.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies about that. I made a mistake.
No, you're good.
But and I also saw this other photo with your mom, and she had a hunter's knife, and it was so badass.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's she's pretty badass. Yeah,
I want to be that when I'm her age. I want to be that.
She had a really nice leg knife for Christmas. Yeah, we get some interesting presents for our holidays.
That is so cool.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. And once again, it's Samira, right?
Samira.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. It was such a pleasure. I'm so glad we got to do this. And I'm so sorry about bailing on last week. I was such an airhead. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Is forgiven.
Not a problem.
We're just happy that it could finally come together. And we had a great time. I'm so glad we got to do this. You really
Me too. And I just want to say I love talking with you on Instagram whenever you've always got my back, and it's always nice to hear from you. And that means everything
That's
to
sweet.
Me because it makes me feel very much not alone in this.
Oh, you're so, so welcome.
As Michael Jackson says, you are not alone.
I love Michael Jackson.
I love him. Yeah.
You guys are great. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yes,
thank you.
And if you want to give a quick plug where people can find you on Instagram.
So people can find me on Instagram at samire.xoxo. Probably should have gotten an easier handle. My name is annoying to spell. And apparently I'm shadow banned, so it's a little bit challenging to find me.
I noticed that because I don't see you pop up on the IG story selection that I would
I took down a couple posts that they had flagged. I put up a meme about what a fascist, the definition of fascist, and I changed it to 2020, the far left, and they flagged it for being not real. Like, it was a meme, guys. Come on. And so I think if you rack up a couple of these, they sort of like push you down in the algorithm. So I had to go back and delete some things they had flagged. And then, I don't know, it seems like I'm getting a little bit better exposure, but whatever. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Chumps. Anyway. Chumps. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Have a wonderful night. And we'll see. We'll keep in touch.
Okay. Bye.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Put my cards upon the table.